about to smoke my gun. Let me see his Albert Dine. He's my man, and he did me wrong. Walked out on the stand, walked out side by side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he did you wrong. Frankie was a good girl, everybody knows. She paid $100 for Albert a suit of clothes. He's her man, and he did her wrong.
It's what we wait for all summer. The 28th annual KGNU Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam at the Gold Hill Inn, Sunday, July 24th. This is a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon listening to music in the mountains while enjoying home-cooked Texas barbecue from Michael C. and adult beverages provided by Avery Brewing. The family-friendly event begins at 11:30 a.m. and runs till 4:30, featuring three great bands, Rapid Grass, Katie Glassman, and Snapshot. And rounding out the day will be Free the Honey. Tickets are $20 for KGNU members, $25 for non-members when purchased in advance, and $5 more the day of the show. Get yours now online at kgnu.org or by calling 303-449-4885. All funds raised from the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam directly benefit KGNU.
And you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Stay tuned now for Ragtime America. Good evening. I'm Jerry Maddock, filling in for Jack Rummel, who's enjoying some family time this evening. And putting together tonight's show, I noticed that the first three tunes were kind of in alphabetic order. So I continued to follow my nose down the path and wound up with a full show of songs in alphabetic order by song title. That's why I decided to call tonight's show the ABCs of Ragtime. Hope you enjoyed as much as I had fun putting it together. We'll open up with American Beauty Rag for our A song. It's played by Stephanie Trick and written by Joseph Francis Lamb in 1914.
Thank you.
American Beauty Rag from Stephanie Trick's very first CD, and she did this entire CD as a solo artist on piano. The tune was written by Joseph Francis Lamb in 1914. Continuing with our ABCs of ragtime, we heard American Beauty Rag for our first A. Now we'll jump into Banjo Rag for our B, played by Harold Goodman. And it was written by Harold Goodman, but played by Harold and his Tennessee Valley Boys. The Banjo Rag. The Banjo Rag by Harold Goodman on our ABCs of Ragtime. And now for our C tune tonight, I'm really pleased to be able to present the Columbine Rag, not only because it's played by Jack Rummel on his album Back to Ragtime on the Stomp Off label, but also because Columbine, in addition to having kind of a negative connotation, for Colorado, it's also the state flower. So here's the Columbine Rag by Jack Rummel. Thank you. Jack Rummel playing his own composition, recorded in April of 1985, March and April. And it's called The Columbine Rag, dedicated to the state flower of Colorado. And that fulfills our requirement for a sea rag, going by the titles of the tunes through the alphabet. And next we come to a D rag. And this one I thought was most appropriate for our campaign, presidential campaign year. It's called Democratic Fun, a Campaign Cakewalk, written by Robert Bushell, who was a Denver resident at the time, and played by the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble, Hank Troy, Maury Walker on the banjo, Bill Clark, tuba, and vocal. I don't think he sings on this one, but Marl Shanahan on drums. A democratic fun for our D rag for the evening. Well, they did sing, and you could have fooled me. Next up, we're working towards the E in the alphabet. So here's the Entertainer's Rag by Tony Parenti's Rag Pickers. Parenti on clarinet, Ralph Sutton on the piano, and George Wetling on the drums. Recorded in New York, January 22nd, 1949. The Entertainer's Rag. Thank you. The Entertainer's Rag. So it's time for something with a title starting with the letter F. And sure enough, we have Frog Legs Rag, written by James Scott, and here played by Wally Rose and accompanied by Morty Korb on the bass, Nick Fatool on the drums, recorded in Los Angeles 1958 from the album Ragtime Classics on the Good Time Jazz label. Wally Rose, Frog Legs Rag.
Mark your calendars and make sure to join the KGNU community at the 28th Annual Charles Sawtelle Memorial Jam at the Gold Hill Inn on Sunday, July 24th, with all funds raised by the Charles directly benefiting KGNU. Spend a Sunday afternoon listening to local music in the mountains while enjoying Texas-style barbecue with drinks provided by Avery Brewing. The Charles is a family-friendly event that will begin at 11:30 a.m. and run until 4:30 p.m. This year, the Charles will feature three great Colorado bands: Rapid Grass, Katie Glassman and Snapshot, and the Americana Country Trio Free the Honey will be rounding out the day. Tickets for the Charles are $20 for KGNU members and $25 for non-members when purchased in advance at kgnu.org, and $5 more the day of the show. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885.
Well, after Frog Legs Rag, we're ready for a rag beginning with a G. And you recognize that it's the Gladiolus Rag from Scott Joplin, 1910. Thank you. It's 8:30 here in Boulder and Denver, and you're listening to, whoops, just changed over to 8:31. But you're listening to Ragtime America. I'm Jerry Maddox, sitting in for Jack Rummel, who'll be back next week, I'm sure. We just heard Gladiolus Rag in our alphabetic listing of rags. So that's our G rag, Dick Wellstead, and now we're up to H. So we're going to bring back Wally Rose on piano. Here he is in the rhythm section of Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band with Harry Mordecai on banjo, Dick Lammy tuba, and Bill Dart on drums. Paul Pratt's Hot House Rag for our H tune. Hot House Rag, played by Wally Rose and the rest of the rhythm section from the Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band. Now, it's very hard to find, and I defy you, to find a ragtime tune that starts with the letter I. We just heard Hot House Rag, which is our H tune, but for I had to dig far and wide and finally came up with this tune called Irish Confetti. And I was kind of interested in where that name came from. And this is a tune, the Irish Confetti, typically refers to stones or gravel thrown in a demonstration. And sometimes it also refers to what the Irish themselves call blarney, hurled at a rapid pace toward the listener. That might also be a good description of the tune itself. You can judge for yourself. Irish Confetti, played. It was written by George Cobb and played here in solo piano by Professor Bill Edwards. little bit of a Celtic theme in the B section of the Irish Confetti, composed by George L. Cobb and performed by Professor Bill Edwards. That's on his album called The Rag's the Thing. It's self-produced. Next up, this is probably a little more familiar. We're going through the alphabet here, and we just finished the iTune, Irish Confetti. So we're ready for J, and this is the Junkman Rag, performed by Lucky Roberts and composed by Lucky Roberts. The Junkman Rag. I want to remind you that there are several events coming up in the next few weeks here in the month of July. On the 15th, there will be a jazz clinic explaining how Latin jazz works, and that will be taking place at the Longmont Senior Center on the 15th of July at 1:30. Check out the Longmont Jazz Association's website, and you'll see the opportunity there to register. It's free, but it's limited seating, so they want people to register in advance. On the following day, July the 16th, will be the Longmont Jazz Festival held in Roosevelt Park Pavilion, which is very close to where the Senior Center is. And we have some wonderful talent lined up, including Annie Booth, who I had interviewed here in the studio not so long ago. Phenomenal young pianist. And of course, we have the Summit Hot 7 and also the Spicy Pickles with Joe Smith. So check that out. Following the Longmont events, the very next week will be the Evergreen Jazz Festival. And here's a recording that was made at one of those festivals in 2012. It's Marty Eggers and his Ragtime Quartet with Maury Walker on banjo, Bill Clark on tuba, and Virginia Tishinor on drums. The tune was written by Benny Moten, and it's called the Cater Street Rag, fulfilling our alphabetic need for a tune beginning with the letter K. So here it is, Cater Street Rag, Marty Eggers Ragtime Quartet. Here's a tune that was written by Turk Murphy and played here by Robbie Rhodes on piano with the rhythm section of the South Frisco Jazz Band, Vince Saunders on banjo, and also the leader of the South Frisco Jazz Band, Bob Rann on tuba, Jeff Mangan on drums, and Bob Raggio on washboard. Recorded in 1989, the tune is called Little John's Rag. Thank you. And now we need... As I was about to say, now we need a letter M rag. So here's Mr. Crump's Rag by Jesse Crump, recorded in Jesse Crump, recorded in 1923. Now moving ahead for 2 years, the Nightingale Rag Blues by Hitch's Happy Harmonists. This was a group active from 1922 to 1927, which was an early white jazz band from Evansville, Indiana, most famous for being the group playing on the second and third recordings of Hoagy Carmichael compositions, which were Boneyard Shuffle and Washboard Blues. The first was Riverboat Shuffle, also known as Freewheeling, which Hoagy wrote for Bix Beiderbecke to record. Musically, the harmonists have been compared to Bix's first band, the Wolverines. So here's the Nightingale Rag Blues, Hitch's Happy Harmonists. Thank you. Well, tonight we've been listening to the ABCs of ragtime, tunes with titles that begin with A, then B, then C, and we got all the way up to N, which was a little bit further than I thought we would get. Maybe I'll be able to continue the rest of the alphabet on another occasion, but I think that right up front it's going to be very difficult to find ragtime tunes that begin with X, Y, or Z. Well, that'll be a challenge. Anyhow, we're listening, of course, to The Magnetic Rag, which is the theme song for Ragtime America, and we're about to wind things up here. It's now 8:59 p.m. here in KGNU Boulder, Denver. I invite you to stay tuned for Dave Gloss, who will bring you Swing Shift for the next hour, and I'm sure you will enjoy.
Thanks, Jerry, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift, which is in the good old summertime. Hope it's warm enough out for you, and we're going to cool you down with some wonderful tunes. So stay tuned for some very fun listening. Great guitarist Les Paul was one of the great experimenters in the recording of sound, and of course as tape became available in the late 1940s, he was one of the first to pioneer the idea of the multi-track recording, which he did a lot of with his singer wife Mary Ford. Here's one of their big hits.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down the shady lane with my sweetheart mine, I'd hold his hand and he'd hold mine. That's a very good sign.
Down by the shady lane, down by the shady lane, down by the shady lane.
Les Paul and Mary Ford with In the Good Old Summertime, a tune that actually went back to the 20s. Now we're going to turn to some 30s tunes by Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7.